guests for dropping by. I especially want to thank you, Frank.
Don't mention it, Marvin.
And I also want to thank all you out there for watching. Please remember the moral of tonight's show. Put your troubles away until tomorrow. If you're lucky, someone will break into your house tonight and steal them.
To environmental news. As the nation was busy preparing for Labor Day weekend, President Obama quietly asked the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to withdraw a plan to limit smog pollution that was projected to prevent 2,200 heart attacks and 23,000 asthma attacks annually. Obama said he made the decision in hopes of reducing regulatory burdens for businesses in a time of economic uncertainty. The move was seen as a major victory for polluters and some business leaders, and another setback for environmentalists. Joe Rom, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and editor of Climate Progress, spoke on current TV's Countdown about Obama's decision.
This is actually doing something worse than what George Bush wanted to do. Remember, what happened was there's a standard, an air pollution standard back in 97. New science came in that said ozone smog was much more dangerous than we thought. You need to strengthen it. Bush proposed a half improvement in the standard, but not where the science says. So environmental groups sued him. Obama came in and said, hey, you know, you environmental groups, you're right. We will strengthen it. You can drop the suits. Trust us.
Must hurt real bad, picking what you had. Me, I'm a creator.
Air pollution contributes to asthma problems. When the wind blows from the pollution sources in their direction, more kids with asthma attacks end up in their offices.
There are 20 million people in the United States with asthma, and 7 million of these are children. In a classroom of 30, you can have 3 children with asthma.
Americans trust the EPA to protect them from harmful air pollution such as smog by setting science-based standards that protect human health.
So what they've done now is say we're not going to do anything until 2013. They could have, and the American Lung Association said this, they could just institute the Bush standard, which would have reduced air pollution. Not as much as the science says, but better than doing nothing.
That was Joe Rahm of the Center for American Progress.
Which of these stories will you be talking about tomorrow? The clean air president? Don't hold your breath. Saying the smog laws are going to be reevaluated in 2013 anyway, the president scuttles new tighter pollution regulations. He'll stick with the ones that his own EPA director called legally indefensible just last month. The infamous U.S. Chamber of Commerce calls this, quote, an enormous victory for America's job creators. Mr. President, when the Chamber of Commerce pats you on the back, you are doing something desperately wrong. When Boehner's spokesman compliments you with the Freudian slip, it's the tip of the iceberg, you have made a terrible mistake. What the hell is going on in the White House?
Powerful polluters are lobbying the Obama administration to delay and derail the establishment of more health protective air quality standards. These polluters spend millions of dollars to stop standards from being set at levels called for by scientific and health experts. Which would better protect public health?
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough. Michael Power, community-based radio here. I'm furious because this week it just happens to be not only the fact that We were bombed. The 9/11 thing happened 10 years ago. But also just want to just acknowledge the fact that just while this is happening and the distraction of it all, the Obama administration just basically opened up the floodgates to more pollution and ozone and unregulated pollution in our lungs. So if you don't see a connection to what's happening, the reason why people were willing to kill themselves and fly themselves into buildings, it might have something to do with our oil exports and our oil policies, which also just happened to have something to do with the ozone that we're breathing in our lungs, which the Obama administration just this week happened to feel compelled to just do nothing about. So if you feel a little frustrated or maybe furious, stick around. We got more of that and good, crazy underground hip-hop, including this stuff, something called, from Urban Waves Records, it's called Conscious Shift. Let's do DeLeon. There in the background, some other underground hip-hop beats that you might want to learn more about. It going to furiousg.blogspot.com. I think that one particularly right there is from Low End Theory number 7. We like to have fun here, just kind of spin new underground beats. And in fact, I got something new from Bjork right here, and I'll just play this Conscious Shift stuff. But stick around. We're gonna pick on Obama here for yet another week for his poor environmental record, because it's just so easy. So if you want to, you know, if you might be offended by some of the thing we might say, go ahead and turn off the radio for everyone else. Let's get furious.
America be. The government you have elected is inoperative.
Obama came in and said, hey, you know, you environmental groups, you're right. We will strengthen it. You can drop the suits. Trust us. So what they've done now is say, we're not going to do anything until 2013. They could have, and the American Lung Association said this, they could just institute the Bush standard, which would have reduced air pollution. Not as much as the science says, but better than doing nothing. No.
TV. Well, the EPA declined our request to join us on the show, but did issue this official response. They said, quote, since day one, under President Obama's leadership, the EPA has worked to ensure health protections for the
This leaves families paying the price, getting sick and spending billions of dollars on air pollution-related illnesses. EDF, its allies, and more than a dozen states have taken legal action to force the Obama administration to immediately adopt stricter limits on smog.
Desperately wrong. When Boehner's spokesman compliments you with the Freudian slip, it's the tip of the iceberg, you have made a terrible mistake. What the hell is going on in the White House?
Make yourself comfortable as you follow my instructions.
Evening from New York. This is Friday, September 2nd. 431 days until the 2012 presidential election. It is, in short, hard to believe. It seems, in short, to reduce his re-election campaign logic to, what are you going to do, vote for Rick Perry? President Obama announcing today, traditionally one of the quietest news days of the year, that he has withdrawn planned tough new EPA standards to regulate ground-level ozone, which is better known to you and me as smog. The fifth story in the countdown, the president hands a victory to corporate polluters and their enablers in the GOP and uses some of their own job creation nonsense lingo in the process, giving his own supporters another whack across the back of the knees for having had the audacity to support him. Smog, old-fashioned term, you know, the brown stuff in the air that comes from power plant emissions and industrial smokestacks and car exhaust and landfills, what we've been working against since the 60s. The EPA had planned to set its new standards significantly higher than those set by the Bush administration, which EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson had just told the Senate, quote, we're not legally defensible given the scientific evidence.
Thank you.
But the president, seen here leaving for Washington for the weekend at Camp David, said the new standards would be obsolete soon anyway. He wrote in a statement that work is already underway to update a 2006 review of the science that will result in reconsideration of the ozone standard in 2013. Ultimately, I did not support asking state and local governments to begin implementing a new standard that will soon be reconsidered. So, if you're having trouble breathing, or if you just occasionally do breathe, kindly help the president out and hold your breath until the year 2013 or later. Big business and big energy hated the new standards. Now the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is thrilled.
Influenza pandemics, whether moderate or severe, are remarkable events because of the almost universal susceptibility of the world's population.
Condemnation of the Obama administration, saying this decision on smog pollution and regulation is the worst of it, the administration.
Well, President Obama made a brutal political calculation to sacrifice public health, clean air, and even law enforcement in order to curry favor with big oil and reduce what the president called burden to polluting industries. In doing so, he condemned the Environmental Protection Agency not only to accepting but defending in court a Bush administration smog standard that, as Joe said, is not only unprotective, but something that the head of EPA called legally and scientifically indefensible. These were the facts when EPA went to the White House in July to strengthen smog standards, and all signs that they were going to do so until what I am calling the Friday smog massacre this past Friday, when the president himself intervened on nakedly political grounds to override science, the law, and smog protections for all Americans.
Let's get the response of Dr. Roger McClellan in New Mexico. Your response.
You can show your support for stronger limits on smog that will better protect your health and the health of your loved ones.
This is an enormous victory for America's job creators and a big first step in what needs to be a broader regulatory reform. When the Chamber of Commerce applauds you, they are not applauding a liberal or a Democrat or even a people president. Environmentalists are angry or in mourning. Bill Snapp from the Center for Biological Diversity. Obama, he said, utterly caved. Gene Karpinski, president of the League of Conservation Voters. This is a huge win for corporate polluters and huge loss for public health. And Daniel Weiss from the Center for American Progress. It's unfortunate that the administration is siding with big oil over the health of children, seniors, and the infirm. of that again. Smog effects can worsen bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma, inflame and scar lung tissue, which makes you why wonder House Majority Leader Eric Cantor had called the now canceled standards possibly the most harmful of all the currently anticipated Obama administration regulations. Harmful to whom? Sorry, corporations are people.
And welcome back. If you're just now joining us, millions of Americans are irrationally feared dead this morning following a train derailment from Wilmington, Delaware.
Less than 200 people were aboard the train, but because no names have been released yet, countless more are being imagined trapped inside the wreckage by worried parents and overly anxious friends.
And the list of imagined victims is growing by the minute. From brothers-in-law who live in Delaware, who usually drive but could possibly have been on that train, to friends who went to Delaware on a business trip and may have been next to the tracks for some reason when the train derailed.
And sadly, we're getting reports that even those who have never been to Delaware are now also among those irrationally thought killed.
Irony here is that EPA found that the benefits of stronger smog protections outweighed the cost to industry, and the White House on Friday did not dispute that. The White House also has not disputed that between 1990 and the year 2020, the Clean Air Act will deliver $12 trillion with a T in economic benefits to the American people. In terms of days not missed at work and school, lives saved, asthma attacks avoided, and the like.
Well, why would it do that? She lives in New Jersey, which is right next to Delaware.
My brother lives in California, but he rides trains all the time. And so I'm worried that he went to Delaware.
Kent Jeffries is joining us now live from Washington, D.C. Kent, how bad is this?
Well, it's one of the worst disasters this country has ever seen in terms of completely unfounded concern. People are grieving based on virtually nothing.
What can they do, Kent?
Well, stop calling your loved ones. If you can't get a hold of them, it doesn't mean that they're dead.
Are you mad as hell about the direction America is headed? Ready to lead our constitutional republic back to the simpler, more traditional times of our founding fathers? Together, let's restore America to the proud nation we were at the drafting of our magnificent Constitution. There, isn't it wonderful to be part of a wholesome tradition where your wife can remain by your side, right up to the point where you enter the polling booth? If she's no longer available, just get a good old-fashioned, safe, unregulated ride home with your very own slave, just like our founding fathers, who thought of everything in this perfect document. Because if you don't have a slave or property, you won't be voting, so no need to worry about that ride. Traditional America is about more than just tri-cornered hats and country gentlemen. There's a pride of ownership. America's founding principles are strong, with a flourishing private sector, so you can buy the best teeth of wood, or have professional leech treatments for your consumptive demons. It's high time America had an unwavering, originalist respect for our roots. If it was good enough for us then, it's better for us now.
Decision. And to point out something about Dr. McClellan's summary of the arguments that industry made to the White House leading up to this debacle, that all overlooks one thing. The head of EPA, Lisa Jackson, concluded that the Bush administration had broken the law in adopting unprotective smog standards that departed from the unanimous recommendations of her science advisors. The reason she decided months after taking office in 2009 to correct that legal violation was in part because she had been sued by the American Lung Association, 12 states, including the president's own state of Illinois, and she did not want to waste judicial resources and government resources on defending an indefensible standard.
Meanwhile, the economy is in the financial equivalent of a coma that a person might have. Job numbers released by the Labor Department today put the August unemployment rate at 9.1%, unchanged from July. Private sector jobs rose by 17,000. Public sector jobs fell by 17,000.
of the ones we love. Dovetail our generosity.
Yesterday's future today. This is Chet Chumley for Yesterday's Future Today, the up-to-the-minute report about the future that never showed up. Future gurus of yesteryear forecast a sky full of user-friendly super-duper sonic mass transport flying us around the globe in luxury and ease, not to mention those nifty transporter devices for when you're really in a hurry. What we got? The right to be strip-searched in jam-packed terminals by under-trained goons while waiting to crowd into aging aircraft routinely delayed by idiotic terror-mongers and incompetent airline executives. All this for the questionable thrill of being packed like smoked herring into an ergonomically intolerable situation while suffering cardboard cuisine as a screaming child repeatedly kicks your seat back. And let's not forget the trauma of just getting to the airport. Until next time, I'm Chet Chumley, over and done with.
What is the president's decision to overrule his own EPA administrator suggest about where he thinks he stands with his own supporters? I mean, who on earth in the White House thinks this is a positive for them, and in which delusional parallel universe do they live?
I would say two things about this. One, it's the sort of like clearest slap in the face to his constituents and to the interest groups that sort of make up the Democratic Party that we've seen yet. You know, this is something that didn't require any action by Congress. This is something that he told these interest groups that he was going to do. He said, "Don't sue the EPA. We're in office now. We got this." It turned out he didn't got this, and it's not going to happen because he chose not to do it, not because Congress stopped him, not because anything procedural was standing in his way. It was just a decision to do it. The other thing I'd say about it is it's, you know, I think real evidence that either the White House isn't aware of President Obama's political mortality or that they just don't care that much about the outcomes. If this doesn't happen in his first term and then he loses, it just isn't going to happen for years and years and years.
Quero bem,
quero te quero, querendo, quero bem.
Chiclete, chiclete, mastigo dor e dor.
Chiclete, chiclete, mastigo dor e dor.
Te choro, chuvinha, chuviscou.
Choro, te choro, chuvinha, chuviscou.
Chamego, chamego, me deixa, me deixou.
Chamego, chamego, me deixa, me deixou.
Adorador, adorador.
Adorador, adorador.
Adorador, adorador.
Adorador, adorador.
Ah, yehele, yehele.
And they made the decision for whatever reason to take that risk. You know, maybe he loses, and maybe President Perry just doesn't do it for 4 or 8 years.
I won't speak for you. I know that in the last 3 years there have been occasions in which I have been convinced of something and convinced this president was totally mistaken, and it turned out we were opposites. The truth was exactly opposite to what I believed. That he was absolutely right and I was absolutely wrong. But here's a question that I think is an indicator on this. The president really believed this was the right thing to do, that just postpone everything to 2013, because why change now? Because we'll be in a stronger position. Well, then why don't you just postpone it to 2023? But why wouldn't he have the guts to announce this on something other than the least paid attention to news day of the year?
I think that just adds a little bit of sting to it for environmentalists and for public health people, public health advocates. But you know, he ordered this review of all costly regulations, you know, sort of as a chip to Republicans, and this is one of the ones they've been coming at the hardest. And you know, he didn't get anything for it, but I think that there's a lot of people in the White House and in the Democratic Party, frankly, who think that if they just say, all right, well, you know, businesses and Republicans are demanding X, and if we give them X, then maybe they'll give us some running room a week from now, a month from now, for the next year on some of the stuff we want to do, and it really doesn't work that way.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to withdraw a plan to limit smog pollution that was projected to prevent 2,200 heart attacks and 23,000 asthma attacks annually. Obama said he made the decision in hopes of reducing regulatory burdens for businesses in a time of economic uncertainty. The move was seen as a major victory for polluters and some business leaders, and another setback for environmentalists. Joe Rahm, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and editor of Climate Progress, spoke on Current TV's Countdown about Obama's decision.
This is actually doing something worse than what George Bush wanted to do. Remember, what happened was there's a standard, an air pollution standard back in 97. New science came in that said ozone smog was much more dangerous than we thought. You need to strengthen it. Bush proposed a half improvement in the standard, but not where the science says. So environmental groups sued him. Obama came in and said, hey, you know, you environmental groups, you're right. We will strengthen it. You can drop the suits. Trust us. So what they've done now is say we're not going to do anything until 2013. They could have, and the American Lung Association said this, they could just institute the Bush standard, which would have reduced air pollution. Not as much as the science says, but better than doing nothing. Strengthen it. You can drop the suits. Trust us. So what they've done now is say we're not going to do anything.
Contributes to asthma problems. When the wind blows from the pollution sources in their direction, more kids with asthma attacks end up in their offices.
There are 20 million people in the United States with asthma, and 7 million of these are children. In a classroom of 30, you can have 3 children with asthma.
Americans trust the EPA to protect them from harmful air pollution such as smog by setting science-based standards that protect human health.
Commerce pats you on the back. You are doing something desperately wrong. When Boehner's spokesman compliments you with the Freudian slip, it's the tip of the iceberg. You have made a terrible mistake. What the hell is going on in the White House?
Yes. All right, there. A little abrupt mixing from Furious George here. I'm signing off relatively soon. Stick around. More micro-powered, community-based, grassroots radio with Bodacious Bass. I'll be back next week and probably spotlighting something else that seems to be happening that is pissing me off. For everyone else, you know, check out Micropowered Radio all the time at WCOMFM.org, or if you're old school like, check it out at 103.5 FM on your FM dial. LPFM is in low power, Micropowered Radio, because we used to be pirate style. Now we're just legit, you know, making the most of what we can. In the meantime, I'll be picking on somebody else next week, so be sure to stick around and listen to that. I'm Furious. Yeah. I'll be back.
Smokestacks and car exhausts and landfills, what we've been working against since the 60s. The EPA had planned to set its new standards significantly higher than those set by the Bush administration, which EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson had just told the Senate, quote, "We're not legally defensible given the scientific evidence." I'm sorry.